Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn. The power within.
Jason Waller here with the True Underdog Podcast, and this is the Own Your Power series. That's right. I'm going to be reading part of my book during this series. There's going to be several weeks that we're finishing this out on the Own Your Power. No excuses, no bullshit. Your time is now. This is a Wall Street Journal, Amazon, and USA Today top seller. I appreciate and love each and every one of you that have downloaded the book or bought the book. You can check out and find the book at OYPbook.com. That's OYPbook.com. And that stands for Own Your Power. So OYPbook.com. Check it out if you want to hear more. I hope you enjoy the reading of this book because I want to know what is your underdog story. You're going to hear mine. Get excited about it. Give feedback. Make sure you give a like. Bam. Chapter 7, Principle Number 7, Team Out. When I was younger, I got results by grinding through what had to be done. No problem was too big. No obstacle was too great. I would just work harder, just grind through and do whatever it took to get past the problem. My approach has changed. I still grind and I always will. But I also place serious value on relationships. You can work hard by yourself and grind it solo just to get it done. But if you develop great relationships with people you can team up with along the way, you will stoke your business success massively. It's more than connecting with successful people. You want to take the meetings with all types of people from all walks of life. So many times I've booked a meeting and felt like skipping it, but I go anyways, and then it changes my life. Being too self-focused gets us in the way of our own success. It stops people from giving, sharing, and asking for help when it's needed. Relationships exist for us to help and be helped. Coach and be coached. They open doors. They pave new routes you never thought of and provide new ways to make your map. Good relationships will forever change your life. After moving to Michigan, I met so many good friends and encountered so many eye-opening people. Why? Because I always, always take meetings. I don't discriminate. I'll talk to a sales guy, business acquaintance guy, podcast listener, billionaire guys, and gals who are just starting out, the cashier at Kroger, pretty much anyone who is engaging and willing to connect. And when I do, I'm all in. One meeting comes to mind that I almost didn't take when someone referred me to an agency that shoots TV commercials. Today, they create a lot of our assets, and it led me to doing business with the Detroit Lions. It almost didn't happen. I resisted the meeting because I never wanted to be on TV. I ran a great company. We had a powerful brand, and that's all we needed. It was a chance meeting set up by a stranger I ran into at the gym, another relationship that came about by happenstance. His name, Brian Elias, and he is now my friend and a business mentor. Here's how it happened. I was at the fancy gym that I go to around the corner from my house. I got on one of those stationary bikes. The ones all lit up with large display and flashing lights. I started the routine, and this guy walked up to me. "Hey, where'd you get that piece of shit outside?" he said, smirking and pointing out the window. He had seen me pull into the parking lot in my blue Lamborghini, raise the scissor doors, and step out like some asshole with bleach blonde hair. The Lambo isn't even the best car in the parking lot, but it gets a lot of attention. I got it from a guy who couldn't afford the gas. "Why, you got gas money? Maybe I can take you for a ride," I threw back at him. He started laughing. I got back to my biking, but he interrupted me again. "I noticed it says BAM on your license plate," he chuckled. "Yeah, it stands for Build a Movement," I said. His smile turned into a thoughtful pouted lip, and he nodded. He was impressed. "Well, you're on my bike," he said. "Well, it looks like you can ride that bike," I said, pointing to another bike in the row of carbon copy bikes just like the one I was on. The snarky back and forth lasted a few minutes more. It was all in good fun. I could tell he wanted to chat, and I gauged whether I was in the mood. Again, every moment in life, we are making decisions. That day, I chose to engage him. He asked my name and what line of business I was in. I told him. Right away, he recognized me as the solar guy. He'd seen some of our mailers and Facebook ads. Then he introduced himself, Brian Elias from Hanson's Windows and Siding, he said. Then he sang a jingle. Your home needs work, call 1-800-HANSONS, get it done. Apparently, I was the only guy in Michigan who didn't know it. Elias had sold his company about 8 months earlier for $80 million and had been interested in becoming a board member for another company. After that, Brian and I hit it off. We had a couple of lunches and became friends. I leaned on him as a CEO coach. He leaned on me for marketing ideas. It worked. I could have blown him off. I could have shut down the chatter, plugged in my earbuds, and ignored him. Instead, I engaged him in conversation.
Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Eventually, our relationship led to a conversation about an ad agency. Hey, you need to meet the Sussman Agency, Brian said. You guys need to do TV commercials for your business. Prior to that conversation, we'd done some gaudy, horrible commercials. One that I wrote featured the punter and kicker from the Lions, my son, and I doing the floss. It's a dance move popularized by the video game Fortnite. It also featured a talking dog. Yes, a talking dog. Then we did one with the Cleveland Browns. That was Power Home 1.0. There's no elevator, right? Step one was the shitty commercials. When I decided to take the meeting with Alan Sussman, I could quickly see he was one of the most genius human beings I'd ever met. He was a 74-year-old Jewish man who rocks sandals and socks all the time. His partner, Dino, is an older Italian mafia-type dude who plays golf in long-ass shorts. The pair are characters, and I love them. They're like my family today. But I didn't know that going in. What kind of dinner am I going to here? Am I wasting my time? Let's see how this goes. It's a meal. I had one brilliant idea for an emotional commercial, so I decided to pitch it. The scenario was this. A guy comes home. He's tired from work. His wife has a power bill with a graph and a red arrow pointing up. Honey, I don't think we can afford the power anymore, she says. He says, oh. And you hear Morgan Freeman or Sam Elliott or someone cool saying, are you tired of high utility rates? Call Power Home Solar. I had other ideas. I pushed them too. I thought I was a genius. What do you think? The excitement didn't match mine. How does solar work? Alan asked. I went into my usual sermon. The sun hits the panels. The energy then is converted from DC to AC, where you use that energy first. Any extra energy fills up your battery and storage, and you use that at night. Any excess energy above that will go to the meter. The meter will run backwards. You get a credit on your bill. They sell your extra power to your neighbor. If your company needed one more sale before you went out of business, who would you want to try to make that sale? Alan said. Shit, me. I'm the best salesman there is. I can sell solar to anybody. So that night, we decided it made sense to put me in 25 million homes. I didn't want to be in the TV commercials, but they knew what was best. Like the Jolly Green Giant is the face of canned veggies, and the little freckled girl is the face of Wendy's. I had to be the face of Power Home Solar. Elon Musk is the face of Tesla. Steve Jobs is known for Apple. It made sense. They were right. Though, I did push one last time. How about we get Morgan Freeman? Fast forward. We did an epic commercial with the Detroit Youth Choir at the Fox Theater. They sang, Let the Sun Shine In. I spoke from my heart, nailed it on the first take. We put my face on all these commercials. Our sales exploded. The point of the story isn't my face or my sales ability, but how much relationships matter. They are critical for success in life. When you open yourself up to other people, they push you, help you grow, and help you win. If you want to live your best life or be successful at anything, you must team out. Small interactions now lead to big outcomes later. When it comes to relationships, sometimes you have an interaction one day that leads to a connection later. Eventually, it can all lead to a major win. I've experienced it several times. Back when I did home security, a guy named Alan wanted to sit down. He bugged me for a long time. I thought meeting with him would be a waste of time, so I blew him off. But Alan was one persistent guy. Finally, when another meeting I was supposed to have got canceled, I took his call. Alan convinced me that day to partner with him. Our work together added 50% more profit to my business over the next 2 years. You don't know what's going to happen when you meet people. You don't know the difference they're going to make in your life. And it's just not high-powered people, it's all people. My bad judgments about Alan got in the way of a smart partnership for 2 years. One small exchange can lead to another one, which can lead to another one. Every decision we make every single day changes our lives forever. The relationship with the Detroit Lions ultimately led to my friendship with Barry Sanders. More on that in the next chapter. When I moved to North Carolina, my dad asked me which high school I wanted to go to, Concord or Gastonia. I chose Concord. Had I not gone to that school, I wouldn't have met my wife at Central Cabarrus High School. We wouldn't have built an incredible life together and have our kids and grandkids. My buddy Joe, who's one of my best friends, chose to move from New York to work for me. If he hadn't, he wouldn't have met his wife Ashley. They now have 5 kids. We met playing video games in 2003. All of our lives intersect. It's easy to put off meetings or social interactions some days, but choosing to connect with people is one of the most important decisions you can make. Embrace connection and capitalize on relationship building opportunities with all types of people, especially on the days you don't want to. Everyone is an asset. When people are negative, it's healthy to tune them out and focus more on you. But with everyone else, you must take the blinders off. I've been poor. I've been mocked. I've been made fun of. I've been told I can't. I've had money. I've been successful. I've been celebrated. It feels like I've been on both ends of the spectrum of life and most points in between. Here's what I've learned. All people have value. The people I am friends with are all very different. In 2018, my wife and I planned a couples trip with our friends. We went to Turks and Caicos with a mixed bag of friends, 22 people all together. On one of the outings, some of us went out on a boat together. We had Detroit Lions kicker Matt Prater and his wife with us, my buddy who's a tax accountant and his wife, a wealth management friend and his wife. We all have different incomes, lifestyles, nationalities, but we're all friends. Once a month, we all come together to play games, and we always look to invite more couples. Our group grows bigger all the time, and new people come into our circle. I love when friends meet friends. We have a tradition on birthdays where everyone takes turns speaking around the table. Each person tells the birthday boy or girl what they appreciate about them, or they share a funny story about them. My friends did this for me when we went to Turks on my birthday. I even got emotional, which almost never happens. That night, I basked in how awesome it was to have these very different people in my life. Some of them make $50,000 per year. Some of them make $500 million. It doesn't fucking matter. We're all more successful because we have each other. When you go to meetings to build relationships, be open and optimistic about everyone. Mix it up. Be open-minded. You never know who will teach you the lesson you need to learn, connect you with a person you need to meet, or give you an opportunity that boosts your mission. For the networking business person, possibilities are everyone. People want to be a part of your life. People need you to be a part of their life. Networking with other people helps everyone achieve greater outcomes faster. And life is way more fun too. Do you see people? Relationships take work. We're all guilty of not putting in effort sometimes. We move too fast. We get caught up in our own agendas and the details of life. We forget to really see people. We spend time with them, but sometimes we aren't there with them. I'm guilty of this too. In the end, people just want to feel valued. No matter how much money they make, no matter what their background is, no matter where they live, we are all desperate to be seen. So when you're with another person and you are fully there, it's a damn gift. Be all in when you're with family, friends, colleagues, acquaintances, and strangers even. I found you get more than one gift back. It's more like a truckload. Thank you so much for listening to the True Underdog Podcast Own Your Power series. Make sure you subscribe and listen next week. We'll be catching up on more of the book coming up, and you can always go to OYPbook.com to get your copy of the book right now. Own Your Power. No excuses, no bullshit. Your time is now. Again, thank you to all the subscribers out there, and thank you for everyone supporting me in the book, making it an Amazon USA Today and a Wall Street Journal top seller.
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby.
Bam. True Underdog. Damn. Unleash the power.